Good morning.
早上好。
It has been a great joy and privilege for me to spend the last 2 days together with you.
我昨天这两天有极大的喜乐在跟你们一起交通。
Thank you for your testimony here in the city of Columbia.
谢谢你们在哥伦比亚这个地方的见证。
And for the work that you are doing around the world.
也谢谢你们在普世宣教上面所做的事工。
A special thanks to the choir.
特别感谢诗班。
I enjoyed all of that music.
我喜欢他们所带来的所有的音乐。
And how wonderful to think that today in China over 70 million believers were singing like that.
如果说我们可以想象现在中国有7000万的基督徒一起来这样唱歌的话是多么的奇妙。
I think I'm going to have to learn Chinese.
我想要学汉语。
Because there's going to be a lot of people in heaven who speak Chinese, and I want to be able to talk with them.
因为在天堂的时候看到很多的中国人，我想到时候也可以跟他们讲话。
As you leave this morning, there is information in the back about Columbia International University.
当你们等一下离开的时候，在后面桌子上面有 CIU 这个神学院的一些信息。
You should consider studying there.
你们要考虑一下去那边读书。
And if you're a parent, you should consider sending your children there.
如果你是父母的话，也想一想把你的小孩送到神学院去读书。
If you look through the missionary folder of this weekend, you will discover that most of the missionaries you are supporting went to CIU.
如果你看你们这个手册上面的一些东西的话，你们会发现大部分你们所支持的宣教士都曾经去过 CIU.
And one of the pieces of literature back there is about the Zweimer Center for Muslim Studies.
一个手册是关于这个回教中心的。
And you need to pick that up and read it.
你可以拿一份去读。
Because you are now supporting and praying for Trevor Casper, who works with the Zweimer Center.
因为你们现在也在支持这个中心，而且昨天的其中一个讲员是 Trevor Casper, 也是你们所支持的。
And there's more information back there for you to take.
后面还有更多的信息，你们可以去拿。
If you have a Bible this morning, I invite you to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 95.
请打开你们的圣经，诗篇95篇。
And the title for our message this morning is Costly Worship.
今天的题目是付代价的敬拜。
And we'll begin reading Psalm chapter 95, verse 6.
我们开始来读诗篇95篇第六节。
You follow in your Bible as I read these words.
请读自己的圣经。
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在到我们的耶和华面前跪下。
I have one single thought for your consideration this morning.
有一个事情需要你们想一想。
And that is this.
是这样。
That Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
God the Son.
是圣子。
The second person of the Trinity.
是三位一体的第二个位格。
Co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Spirit.
跟圣父和圣灵是同等的，也是永在。
The one who, though fully God, became fully man.
他是全然的神，也是全然的道成肉身，全然的人。
Never giving up any of his divinity.
没有放弃他一点点的神性。
The one who walked here in time, space, history.
他在我们的时间和空间这个地方，他曾经在这个世界上过。
The one who never sinned in thought, word, or deed.
他从来没有在甚至思想、意念或者是所行的事上面犯任何的罪。
The one who was unjustly accused of crimes he never committed.
他被判为这个死刑是他所不配得的。
The one who was condemned to die.
他被判死刑。
The one who died on Calvary's cross.
他死在十字架上面。
Not for his own sin, for he had none.
不是因为他的罪，因为他本来就没有罪。
But he died for your sin and for mine.
他死是因为你的罪和我的罪。
The one who was buried in the ground.
他被埋葬。
The one who rose again from the dead.
他又从死里复活。
The one who was seen by many witnesses.
他后来又向很多人显现。
The one who ascended back into heaven.
他又升到天上。
The one who is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
他现在在至高者圣父的右边坐下。
The one who is coming back again.
他会再来。
The one who will reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords.
他会永永远远做王，是万主之主，万王之王。
This one, Jesus Christ, God the Son.
就是这样一位，耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Is worthy of our worship.
是值得我们敬拜的。
Do you agree?
同意吗?
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
来啊,我们要屈身敬拜,到我们的耶和华面前跪下。
Now, we don't have time this morning to see everything that the Bible says about the important subject of worship.
今天我们没有时间讲所有的圣经里面关于敬拜的一些概念。
But let me remind you, first of all, that true worship is pure worship.
但是让我首先来提醒大家，一个真正的敬拜应该是清心的敬拜。
I have been speaking for about 5 minutes.
我已经讲了大概五分钟了。
And as I have been speaking, I have been watching you.
哦，讲的时候我就在看你们。
And I just want you to know that you look pretty good.
我想告诉你们，大家做得还很好。
And the reason why you look so good is because as you got ready to come here this morning, you used a Bible verse as your guiding text.
也之所以做得这么好，是因为你们来的时候有很好的预备，有一个经文来引导你们。
You used 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7b.
用了撒母耳记上十六章的第七节的第二部分。
And this is what it says.
啊，是这样讲的。
Man looks at the outward appearance.
人是看外貌。
Now you knew that.
对，你们知道这个。
And I knew that.
我也知道。
And we spent some time getting ready to come here this morning.
所以我们今天早上就准备很好过来。
And I want you to know you did a good job.
啊。想让你们知道你们今天穿得很好。
But 1 Samuel 16:7 has a part A and a part C, and when you put it all together, it says, The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
但除了第二部分，这个撒母耳记上16章第七节，还有第一部分和第三部分，这整节的经文是这样讲的：耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
How much time did you spend this morning getting your heart ready for this worship service?
今天早上你花了多长时间把你的心预备好呢?
True worship is pure worship.
真正的敬拜是清心的敬拜。
God's word teaches us also that true worship is honest worship.
不光是清心的敬拜，而且是诚实的敬拜。
All throughout the Old Testament, the prophets of God preached against the people of God
在整个旧约里面
for their dishonest worship
神教导我们不要那种口是心非的敬拜
In fact, one of the strongest verses in the entire Old Testament is found in the book of Amos chapter 4 verse 4
一个很强的一个经文在旧约里面在阿摩斯书第四章第四节
where we read these words
我们来读阿摩斯四章四节
Go to Bethel and sin
以色列人啊任你们往伯特利去犯罪
Do you know what the word Bethel means?
你知道伯特利是什么意思吗
It means house of God
是神的圣殿
What is Amos saying?
阿摩斯在这里讲什么呢
He's saying go to church and sin
他说你们去教会犯罪吧
And I'm convinced that more lies are told by people who profess to love the Lord on Sunday morning than any other time of the week.
我很确信在礼拜天早上的时候可能在整个礼拜当中是撒谎最多的。
By songs that we sing,
我们唱歌的时候可能在撒谎。
By prayers that we pray,
祷告的时候可能也是。
Even by the way we talk to each other after the worship service is over, because that's the way you're supposed to talk at church.
或者完了之后我们彼此讲话也在撒谎，因为我们大家觉得这个就是应该在教会里面所讲的话。
True worship is pure worship.
真正的敬拜是清新的敬拜。
True worship is honest worship.
真正的敬拜是诚实的敬拜。
But there's something else I want us to see this morning.
今天早上还有另外一件事情我想让大
家知道。 And to see that, I invite you now to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
请大家翻到约翰福音第十二章，我们来看第三部分的敬拜的第三部分。
John chapter 12, and we'll begin reading with verse 1.
我们开始读第一节，第约翰福音十二章第一节。
6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
马大伺候。
Now look at verse 3.
现在看第三节。
Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume.
接着玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真玛拿香膏。
Now we need to remember who this is that we're talking about here.
想让你们知道这个人是谁。
This is Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and the sister of Lazarus.
这是伯大尼的玛利亚，是马大和拉撒路的姐妹。
And in verse 3 it says that she took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair.
第三节说玛利亚就拿了一斤极贵的真玛拿香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
屋里就满了膏的香气。
Now you'll notice that I have highlighted the words expensive perfume.
你看我已经把这个特别把它写下来，是极贵的。
And that's because in my Bible, I have underlined those words, an expensive perfume.
因为在他的圣经里面，他就把它这个字画下来。
Don't forget that.
不要忘记这一点。
Now look at verse 4.
看第四节。
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected.
但是有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣加略人犹大。
Judas objected.
加略人犹大。
I don't want us to be too hard on Judas this morning.
今天早上我们希望不要对犹大太苛刻。
Let me tell you why I say that.
我告诉你为什么我这么说。
Because this story in John chapter 12 is evidently so important that the Holy Spirit has given it to us 3 times in the pages of the New Testament.
因为这个故事是非常的重要，所以圣灵感动圣经的作者写下来3次这个故事。
Once in the Gospel of Matthew,
就是在马太福音里面。
Once in the Gospel of Mark,
马可福音。
And then here in the Gospel of John,
还有这一次在约翰福音里面。
And if you study the other 2 passages carefully, you will discover that all of the disciples were saying this, not just Judas.
如果你在另外两本福音书里面看，就是马太和马可的里面看的话，这个话不光是犹大说了，其他的门徒也是这么说的。
They were all saying this.
他们都这么说的。
And what was it they were saying?
他们究竟说什么呢？
Look at verse 5.
看第5节。
Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
说这香膏岂不是可以卖30两银子周济穷人吗？
Now, the English Bible that I am using this morning, in this verse, it says that the perfume was worth a year's wages.
Dr. Murray 所用的这个圣经里面讲这个三十两银子是一年的工价。
Now you know that the original New Testament was written in Greek.
你知道这个原文是用希腊文写的。
And so when the translators translated from the Greek, they said that the perfume was worth a year's wages.
当时的原文是讲它可以值一年的工资。
But if they had literally translated what the Greek actually says, they would have said this.Why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
如果另外翻译的话，就会翻译成为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
Because that's what the Greek New Testament says.
因为这个是希腊文是这么说的。
300 denarii.
300个当时的货币单位就是我们认的30两银子。
I want everybody to look up here.A denarius was a Roman coin.
这个 denarius 是当时的货币单位。
A little larger than an American quarter.
比美国的这个硬币稍大一点点。
There was a picture of Caesar on it.
这边有凯撒的像。
And at the time of Jesus, a denarius was worth more than one full day's wage.
在那个时候，一个 denarius 是一天的工资。
So if you lived at the time of Jesus,
如果你在耶稣那个时间生活的话
，and you had a job at the Jerusalem McDonald's,
在耶路撒冷的麦当劳工作
，and you were a manager,
你是个经理
，and they paid you $10 an hour,
他们给你一小时10美元
，and you worked 8 hours a day,
工作8小时
，that would be $80,
80块钱。
And a denarius was worth more than that.
因为 denarius 就是比那个还多。
So if you multiply that by 300, you get approximately one full year's wage.
你就得到一年的工资。
Are you following me?
听懂了吗？
Now, this is what I want us to do.
现在我想。
Even though it will be painful.
也许会令你们很痛苦。
I want you to think back with me, please, to April
15, 2009. 请你跟我想一下，这个4月15号2009年发生什么事情。
You know the significance of that day.
你知道那天的重要性啊。
If you are an American citizen,
如果你是美国公民，
by or before April 15 of every calendar year,You are required by the government to tell them all the money you earned in the previous year.
每年在4月15号之前，你应该告诉政府你赚了多少钱。
There's a form on which to do that.
有一个表格是这样让你填。
Form 1040 to be exact.
1040表。
And on that form there's a line.
那个表里面有一条线。
Line 7 to be exact.
第七个空格。
And on that line it says this.
第七个空格这样说。
Total wages, salaries, tips.
你的工资和你的小费各样的收入。
And if you're an honest citizen,
如果你是诚实的公
民， you will put on line 7 an amount that represents everything you earned in 2008.
你会在第七行上面写下你所有的2008年所赚的钱。
Now I would like you to get in your mind the figure that you wrote on your tax form.
你现在想一想你在你的税表当中填的什么。
I wonder if anybody here this morning put $26,000.
你有没有人写了26,000美元。
I wonder if anybody put
$38,000.
I wonder if anybody put $42,000. I wonder if anybody put $50,000. $60,000. $70,000. $80,000. $90,000. $100,000. Could it be that somebody here this morning put over $100,000?
今天我们在座的人当中有没有一年赚十万的呢？
Yes, it's very possible.
我想是非常有可能的。
You know, married, filing jointly, both husband and wife work, $100,000, very possible.
你可以结婚了，丈夫和妻子一起填表的，而且超过十万是非常可能的。
Now, I don't want to know because that's none of my business.
我不想知道你的，这不是我的事情。
That's between you and the government.
这是你和政府之间的事情。
But let's just suppose for a minute that we would invite the choir to come back up here.
我们假想这个诗班重新到这边来唱歌。
And we would ask them to lead us all in another song of praise and worship.
假想他们再来唱一首歌，带领我们敬拜。
And while we're all standing and singing,
当我们站着唱歌的时候，
I would invite you to take out a clean piece of paper.
让你拿一张白纸出来。
And on that piece of paper, don't put your name.
不要写你自己的名字在那张纸上面。
But I would ask you to put the amount that represents everything you earned in 2008.
你只要写下你在2008年所赚的钱。
And then while we're singing and worshiping the Lord,
我们唱歌敬拜神的时候，
I would invite you, only if you want to, nobody would be compelled to do this, only as a volunteer.
对，不要勉强，不要作难，你是心里面愿意你才上来写。
I would invite you to leave your seat and come right down here to the front.
邀请你离开你自己的座位，你过来这边就写。
Bringing your paper with you.
把你的纸拿过来。
And I'll invite you to kneel down right here.
请你到这边跪下来。
And then take the paper and just place it here on the platform.
然后把这个纸就放在前面。
And then get back up and go back to your seat.
然后你就可以回去坐。
Leaving the paper here.
把这个纸放在这里。
And in so doing, say to Jesus, I love you so much that that's how much I'm willing to give you right now.
你这样做的意思就是说，你想跟耶稣讲，耶稣，我就是我这样的爱你，我现在就想把这个奉献给你。
Would you do it?
你会做吗？
Oh my goodness, where did we get this speaker?
天哪，为什么要找这个讲员过来？
You know, our pastors ought to check these people out more carefully before they let them come here and speak.
对，我牧师可能跟这个有一点问题。
Obviously, Dr. Murray doesn't know anything about the Chinese Church of Columbia.
很明显 ，Dr. Murray 可能都不知道这个我们华人教会的情况怎样。
I mean, we give.
我们是给的。
We give generously.
我们是很。
We give to the general fund. We give to the missions fund.
我们给一般的这个经费，也给宣教的经费。
And then if somebody in the church gets hurt and they don't have insurance or they lose their job, we write another check and help them out.
如果教会里面有弟兄姐妹他们受伤了或者是失去工作了，我们就写另外一张支票来帮助他。
But an amount equivalent.To everything I earned in 2008, that is ridiculous.
对，我们虽然是奉献，但是如果让我奉献去年一年的工资，那简直实在是太滑稽了。
Now watch.
看。
That's exactly what the disciples said.
这个门徒呢跟你说的是完全一样。
They said this is ridiculous.
他们说这个简直太滑稽了，太可笑。
Who does she think she is?
玛利亚认为她究竟是谁呢？
And who does he think he is to allow her to do this?
他认为耶稣是谁呢？为什么耶稣值得这样去做呢？
Because when you take the container and you break it open and you pour the perfume out, you can't pick it back up. It's all gone.
当你把这个香膏的瓶打开就破了，你不能再把它拿回来。
One full year's wage.
一整年的工资啊。
What's happening here in John chapter 12?
在约翰福音十二章里面所发生的这些事情。
Listen carefully.
仔细听。
This is not the impulsive whim of an emotional woman.
这个玛利亚不是一个好像情绪很激动的人。
Who doesn't realize what she's doing in the heat of the moment, and later on when she gets back to her room that night says,What did I do that for?
不是一个很感情化，然后做了不知道自己做了什么事情，回家之后就后悔，我刚才究竟做了什么呀？
No, this is the knowing act of worship on the part of Mary of Bethany.
这个是玛利亚不是那样的人，伯大尼的玛利亚是一个很理智的人，她知道她做什么。
She knew who Jesus was.
她知道耶稣是谁。
She had constantly followed him.
她一直跟随他。
She had sat at his feet.
她坐在他的脚前。
She had listened to his words.
听他讲道。
She had witnessed his miracles.
她目击了他很多。
She had watched his life.
她看过他的生活。
She knew exactly who he was.
她完全明白耶稣是谁。
And she was convinced.
她很确信。
That nothing she gave him could ever be too much.
无论给多少给耶稣都不为过。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督，
the one who gave everything for you and me,
为了我们给了他所有的，
is worthy of our worship.
是值得我们敬拜。
And true worship is pure worship.
一个真正的敬拜是清新的敬拜。
True worship is honest worship.
清新的敬拜也是诚实的敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真实的敬拜也是极贵的，也是付代价的敬拜。
And the question we need to ask ourselves this morning is, what is it costing me to worship the Lord?
我们今天要问一个问题，我们究竟付出了什么样的代价来敬拜我们的主？
I mean, it really didn't cost that much to get up this morning, spend a few minutes getting ready, drive a few miles, sit here for a couple hours, and go back home.
今天早上你实在不需要付什么样的代价，就是几分钟准备好过来这边听两个小时到，然后回去大不了就开了 几个英里的车然后就完了。
See, a lot of people say that's worship.
很多人说这个就是敬拜。
Worship is what we do on Sunday morning.
对吧，就是我们礼拜天敬拜。
No! Worship involves everything we are, everything we have, every moment of every day.
但是敬拜不只是那么简单，敬拜有包括我们的所有的时间，我们所有的事情。
And true worship is costly worship.
而且一个真正的敬拜是一个要付代价的敬拜。
So let's ask ourselves, what is it costing me to worship the Lord?
那我们来问自己，我们究竟付出了什么样的代价来敬拜？
Now I have one more verse to show you before we're done this morning.
还有一节经文要跟你们分享。
And it's way back in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
这是在历代志的第历代之下第三章第一节。
Would you look there in your Bible, please, at 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
历代志下三章第一节，请翻开自己的圣经。
Where we read these words.
我们看到他这样写。
Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite, the place provided by David.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
What is this verse talking about?
这里面在讲什么呢？
This verse is talking about the construction of the temple.
它是讲圣殿的建造。
This verse is talking about the place of worship.
讲这个敬拜的地方。
This verse is talking about worship.
在讲敬拜。
And if you look at the verse closely, you'll see there are two geographic references which I have highlighted.
你仔细看，这里面有两个地名是我所把它重点强调的。
Mount Moriah.
一个摩利亚山。
And the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite.
耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场。
Do you know anything about those two places?
你知道这两个地方吗？
Let's take the second one first, the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite.
我们看阿尔南的这个禾场。
Do you know anything about that?
你知道一点关于它的吗？
If one of the young people from the church came to you afterwards and said, please tell me the story about Araunah the Jebusite and his threshing floor, would you know what to say?
年轻人到你面前来跟你说啊，请你告诉我关于阿尔南的禾场的一些事情呢，请你告诉我一下，你知道吗？
Well, if you don't, this afternoon I want you to read 2 Samuel chapter 24.
如果你不知道的话，请你回去之后读撒母耳记下的第24章。
Now don't look at it now, but I'll tell you what it says.
那里面说什么？
In 2 Samuel 24, God comes to King David.
在24章撒母耳记下那里写到
And he tells King David to go and buy a field that belonged to a man by the name of Arauna the Jebusite.
神告诉大卫说，你到二南的禾场上去，把他的那块地买下来。
It was his threshing floor.
是他的禾场。
Where he would bring the grain to thresh the wheat and the chaff.
那边他会把这个谷物或者是小麦放在禾场上，然后。
And the Lord says to David, "Go buy that man's field, and then after you buy it, I want you to build an altar of worship to me on that spot."
你去把那个地买下来，以后你买了之后，你会在那个地方建圣殿，到那边来敬拜我。
And so, in obedience to the Lord, David goes to Arauna.
所以大卫就很顺服，然后他就过去了。
And he says, "I want to buy your field."
然后过来跟阿南说，我想买你的地。
And Arauna says, "What do you want to buy my field for?"
阿南说，你就买这块地干什么？
And David says, "Because God has told me to, and then God has told me to build an altar of worship to Him on your field."
然后他就会回答说，神告诉我到这边来买这块地，然后建造圣殿来敬拜他。
And when Arauna hears that, he says, "Oh, well, if that's what you need it for, I'll give it to you."
阿南说，如果你是要这个目的，我就直接给你了。
I won't just give you the field, I'll give you my oxen.
啊，我不光是给你地啊，还把我的牛也给你。
We'll kill them and you can use the meat for the sacrifice.
而且杀了之后就可以把它献为燔祭。
And then we'll take my wooden threshing tools and we'll break the wood up and use the wood for the fire.
把这个木头也弄断，然后你直接拿去烧。
And then I'll give you some of the threshed grain and you can use that for a grain offering.
再给一些谷物给你去，可以献为素祭。
And Arauna is making this list of things he's going to give to David, and David stops him and says, "No, no, 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 you don't understand."
然后他还很多很多很多东西要给大卫，大卫赶紧说不要不要，你不明白我的意思。
And then David makes this astounding statement.
然后大卫说了一个很令人惊讶的话。
Look at these words. David says, "I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing."
然后大卫说，我不肯用白得之物。做燔祭献给耶和华我的神。
Now I know that this is the Chinese service.
我知道这个是汉语的这个崇拜。
But I think all of us can say these words in English.
但我想大概。
And so I would like you to say these words out loud together with me, please.
请你们大声读。
I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. Do you mean it?
你是。那个意思吗?
What is it costing you to show the Lord how much you really love Him?
你要告诉神你多么爱他，你要付出什么样的代价呢?
The second reference in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1, the second geographic reference is Mount Moriah.
第二个地名是摩利亚山。
Do you know anything about Mount Moriah?
摩利亚山吗?
Well, if you don't remember, this afternoon, I want you to read Genesis chapter 22.
如果你不知道的话，回家之后下午可以看。
And don't turn there now, but I'll tell you the story.
我告诉你这里面讲什么。
In Genesis 22, the Lord comes to Abraham.
神到亚伯拉罕。
And he says to him, "Abraham, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him up as a sacrifice to me at the place where I will show you."
对他说，你把你的儿子，把你的爱子，你唯一的儿子以撒带上到一个地方，我指示的地方，献为祭，到时候我会指示你。
And Abraham, in obedience to God, takes Isaac.
所以顺服亚伯拉罕就带上。
He gets a donkey.
然后他有驴。
He puts wood on the back of the donkey for the sacrificial fire.
还有木头准备去烧。
He gets two of his servants.
还有两个仆人。
And the four of them, Abraham, Isaac, and the two servants, and the animal, make a 3-day journey through the wilderness till they come to the foot of a place called Mount Moriah.
所以这四个人和这头驴就来到摩利亚山前。
And when they get to that spot, Abraham stops and turns and speaks to his servants.
然后这个三天的旅程终于到了之后，他就转过来对他的仆人说。
And he makes this astounding statement.
他也说出了这样令人惊讶的话。
He says, "Tarry here while the lad and I go up yonder to worship."
他说，在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，拜一拜。
Abraham knew what he was going up there to do.
亚伯拉罕知道他要去那边干什么。
He did not know the rest of the story like you and I do.
他不像我们一样好像知道这个故事的其他的细节。
He knew what he was going to do to his own son.
但他知道那个时候去要做什么。
And he called it worship.
他说去拜一拜，去敬拜。
In fact, it's the first time the word worship ever occurs in the Bible, starting with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
这个是敬拜这个词第一次在圣经里面出现。
And what does Genesis chapter 22, verse 5 tell me?
对我来讲的话，这节经文告诉我什么？
It tells me that true God honoring worship is costly worship.
它告诉我，真正蒙神喜悦的敬拜是付代价的敬拜。
I serve at Columbia International University.
Dr. Murray 在 CIU 里面服侍神。
And we have 1,000 students on our campus.
有一千个学生大概。
And I love our students.
我非常爱他们。
Some of them are here this morning.
有一些人今天就在这里。
And I have the privilege of getting to know them.
我有这样的荣幸认识他们。
And we talk together.
我们一起讲。
And we pray together.
我们一起祷告。
And many of our students are planning to take the message of the gospel to those people in the world who are still waiting to hear it for the first time.
很多人已经预备好到那些地方去，很多人在那里等候第一次听到福音。
They are planning to go to some of the hardest places in the world to live.
这些学生当中有人就是预备好到最难的地方去。
I know.
我知道。
Because they tell me.
因为他们告诉我。
But I also know this.
但我同时也知道
some of them will never get there.
有些人永远不会去那里。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么？
Because their parents will not let them go.
他们的父母不让他们过去。
Oh, honey, don't do that. Don't go there.
哦，亲爱的，不要过去，不要到那边。
Just think of what might happen to you.
你想一想有什么事情会发生
And after all, I have a right to see my grandchildren grow up.
再说我也要看到我的孙子成长。
I want to have a show of hands right now. How many of you here this morning are parents?
有多少人是父母的请举手。
Put your hands up. Parents, put your hands up. All right, you can put them down. Parents, listen to me, please.
做父母的请听。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督
The one who gave everything for you
他把他所有的都舍弃给你
is worthy of your worship
是值得你敬拜的
And true worship is costly worship
真正的敬拜是一个付代价的敬拜
And the costliest act of worship that you could give to the Lord this morning may have nothing to do with your money and may haveEverything to do with your children or your grandchildren.
你所要付的代价可能今天跟你的钱一点关系都没有，可能是跟你的孩子有很大的关系。
May I speak to you as an Asian Chinese congregation just for a moment?
我可不可以就是用一个像亚洲的这样讲话的方式今天跟你们讲
？This is a big problem in the Asian Chinese church.
这个在亚这个古代的这个中国文化是一个很难的。
Christian parents who do not want to let their children go to the mission field.
基督徒的父母他们不让他们的孩子到宣教工厂去。
I'll never forget January 1956.
我不会忘记这个1956年的1月份。
I was living in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
我在费城那边住。
Every Saturday morning, my parents would drive me to Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, where I took art lessons from a man by the name of Dad Saint.
Dad Saint 是他在那边的一个老师，他每个礼拜六早上的时候，他父母就带他过去那边。
He was a great artist.
他是一个艺术家。
He was also a godly man.
他也是一个爱神的人。
And God blessed Dad Saint and his wife with many children.
神就祝福他使这个 Dad Saint 和他的妻子有很多的小孩。
And every time a new baby was born to that couple, they would lift that child up to the Lord.
每一次小孩出生的时候他们就会把这个小孩举起来。
And they would say, Lord Jesus, this little boy doesn't belong to us, he belongs to you.
他们会说主耶稣啊这个男孩不属于我们他们属于他属于
He's not ours, he's yours.
他不是我们的是你的。
Take him, use him any way you want, anywhere you want.
把他拿去使用他无论何时何地都使用他。
Lord Jesus, this little girl doesn't belong to us, she belongs to you.
主耶稣这个女儿不是我们的是你的。
She's not ours, she's yours.
她不是我们的是你的。
Take her, use her any way you want, anywhere you want.
把她拿去使用，无论何时何地使用她。
And because they had that open-hearted, open-handed attitude towards the Lord in regards to their children ended up around the world on the front lines of missionary service.
因为他们对神有这样开放的和顺服的心，所以呢，他的很多小孩后来就到了全世界各地的宣教工厂去。
And I'll never forget the day in January 1956.
我永远不会忘记1956年1月份。
When the word came back about the death of Dad Saint's boy, Nate.
当时就噩耗传来，就是 Dad Saint 的儿子 Nate。
Nate was a missionary pilot.
Nate 是一个宣教士的飞行员。
In the country of Ecuador.
在 Ecuador。
He was out flying over the jungle one day.
他们在森林里面有一天。
And he spotted an Indian tribe.
他看到了这个印第安纳的一个部落。
The Alka Indians.
一个印第安纳。
They had never been contacted from the outside.
他们从来没跟外部的人接触过。
He had prayed for them, but he had never been able to locate them.
Nate 曾经为他们祷告过，但是从来不知道他们。
He was so excited, he went back to the mission station and recruited four other young missionary men.
所以他看到的时候就非常兴奋，他回去之后又招募了四个其他的年轻人。
And the five of them made an agreement among themselves that by God's grace, they would be the ones to take the message of Jesus.To the Alka Indians.
就这五个人在一起就祷告，他们说神就是要这五个人去向这个 Alka 的印第安人传福音。
One day Nate was out flying in his plane and he spotted a sandy beach on a river about a mile from where the tribe was located.
有一天 Nate 在飞机上时就看到一个广场，这样一个场空地。
He said, "You know what? I think I could maybe land my plane there."
他想我大概飞机可以降落在那个地方。
And he did, and he took off again.
然后他就降落了。
And he came back and said to his four friends, I've got the perfect spot where we can go and set up a camp, and from that place, we can start reaching the Indians.
他飞机重新回去之后，他又告诉他另外四个人，就是说我看到一个很好的场地，我们可以降落，以后我们可以向他传福音在那边。
And so the day came, January 2nd, 1956.
所以那天是1月2号1956年。
The missionaries and their wives and their children all gathered together on the runway at the mission station.
所以他们就在这些宣教士和他们的小孩和妻子，他们就在那个飞机的跑道上面。
Many of the national believers joined them.
很多其他的这个基督徒也跟他们在一起。
They sang.
他们在一起唱歌。
They prayed together. And then one by one, Nate flew those missionary men into that sandy beach.
然后一个一个就这样，他们就到了那个场地，这个沙滩旁边的场地。
And on the just before the last trip in, he spoke to his wife.
在最后一个最后一个人带过去的时候，他就跟他妻子讲。
And he said to his wife, "Don't forget, we've got this little walkie-talkie radio."
他说：“你看，我们有一个对讲机。”
And I'm going to call you every day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
我每天都会跟你讲话，一次早上，一次下午。
And I'll let you know how things are going.
我会告诉你我们那边发生什么事情。
A whole week went by.
一个礼拜。
It was January 8th, 1956.
1月8号。
Sunday.
礼拜天。
The Lord's Day.
主日。
The day of worship.
敬拜日。
Nate called his wife that morning on the walkie-talkie.
在那个对讲机当中 ，Nate 就跟他的妻子讲。
He said, "Oh, honey, I'm so excited. I was out flying over the jungle this morning, and I saw 10 of the Indians coming from their camp to where we have our camp."
亲爱的，我告诉你，我很兴奋的告诉你，我看到十个人印第安人从那边过来，从他们的营地过来我们这边的营地。
Maybe this will be the day that we can start to tell them why we've come.
也许今天就是 耶和华所定的日子，我们今天可以告诉他。
I'll call you back at 4 o'clock this afternoon and let you know what happened.
四点钟我会告诉你什么事情发生。
4 o'clock came.
四点钟到了。
No call.
没有。
5 o'clock.
五点钟。
No call.
没有对讲机的声音。
It got dark.
天黑了。
No radio.
没有。
The next day.
对讲机的声音。第二天。
Nothing.
没有。
The next night.
没有消息。
Nothing.
晚上没有消息。
And the wives reluctantly concluded that something had desperately gone wrong.
他们就很不情愿地承认有一些很困难的事情发生。
A search party was formed.
所以就搜索他们。
Missionary men, government soldiers.
然后宣教士的机构还有政府的机构。
And they hacked their way through the jungle for 4 days until they came to the place where they knew that plane had landed.
他们在那个森林里面搜寻了四天，然后他们找了那个空地。
And they found the plane torn apart.
他们发现那个飞机全部被打了稀巴烂。
And they found the 5 bodies of those missionary men speared to death and floating in the muddy waters of the Kure River.
他们看到那五具尸体是被枪矛刺透。
And when that news became known, it flashed around the world.
当这个消息传来的话，这个全世界为之震惊。
And the leading newspaper in the capital city of Ecuador put that story on the front page.
厄瓜多的一个主要的报纸把它的头版头条是这样写。
And they started their story with a bold 3-word headline.
他们在那个头版头条上写了三个字，黑体的大字。
And this is what it said.
这个是这样写的。
Why this?Waste? Question mark.
这三个字是用英语三个字这样翻译过来是何用这样枉费呢
？Why this waste? Question mark.
为什么要这样浪费呢
？Do you know what the editors of that newspaper were referring to with this title?
你知道那个主编在想什么吗？他这样写。
They were referring to the fact that 5 young men had just died in the very prime of life.
他们在想着五个年轻人就死在那边
leaving behind 5 young widows
留下五个寡妇
and 9 fatherless children
九个孤儿
all for the sake of 60 that's all there were in that tribe 60 Indians
他们这样的牺牲只不过是为了60个印第安人
60 naked savage killing Indians
就是六十个裸体的原始的而杀人的印第安人
What a waste
多么大的浪费啊
Little did the editors of that newspaper know that when they chose these 3 words for their headline they were quoting scripture
他这样讲的时候其实是从圣经里面
Because in Mark chapter 14 which is the story of Mary of Bethany breaking the costly ointment on Jesus we read that the disciples were upset and they saidWhy this waste?
在马可福音14:4的时候，他是讲何用这样枉费香膏呢
？And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, turned to them and said, "Gentlemen, leave her alone."
所以耶稣知道他们心里面想什么。
She has done a beautiful thing to me.
他已经做了一件很美的事情。
She's not wasting.
他不是浪费。
She's worshiping.
他是敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真正的敬拜是一个付代价的敬拜。
So what is the Lord's word to us this morning from this passage in John chapter 12?
所以在约翰福音12:今天主跟我们讲什么呢
？Jesus Christ, God the Son, is worthy of our worship.
耶稣基督，神的儿子是值得我们敬拜。
And true worship is costly worship.
真正的敬拜是一个付代价的敬拜。
Now I'd like us to look as we close at the words of King David.
我们看一看这边的大王时候的那个时候的说法。
And I'd like us to say these words out loud together. Everyone, here we go. I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. Would you pray with me, please?
一起祷告。
And while we wait quietly before the Lord,
我们在神的面前安静的时候。
I want to speak to parents and grandparents.
我想对做父母的和祖父祖母的人讲话。
If you are here this morning and you are a parent,
如果你今天来，你是做父母的。
Or if you are here this morning and you are a grandparent,
如果你是做祖父祖母的,
and you are willing to say to the Lord this morning,
你愿意跟主这样讲,
Lord, you can have my children.
神啊，你可以使用我的小孩。
Lord, you can have my grandchildren.
你可以使用我的孙子辈。
You can take them and use them any way you want, anywhere you want.
你可以照你的心意，无论何时何地使用他们。
If you're here this morning,
如果你在
这里, and you're a parent,
如果你是做人父母的,
or a grandparent,
或者是祖父母,
and you're willing to say that to the Lord about your children,
如果你愿意那样讲的话,
I want you to stand up right now.
请你站起来。
Parent, grandparent, the Lord can have my children. He can do whatever he wants with my children.
主啊，就是无论何时何地，主都可以使用我的孩子和孙子。
Don't stand up if you don't mean it.
如果你不是那个意思的话，请你不要站起来。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
we love you.
我们爱你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
You are worthy of our worship.
你值得我们的敬拜。
And we give you today.
我们今天奉献这一切。
Our children.
我们的孩子。
And our grandchildren.
我们的孙子辈。
Take them.
把他们拿去。
Use them.
使用他们。
Any way you want.
无论何地。
Anywhere you want.
无论何地。
Lord, so many in the world are still waiting to hear about Jesus for the first time.
是的，很多的地方还在等着第一次听福音。
Take our children and use them to take the gospel to the whole world.
把我们的孩子拿去，使用他们，让他们把福音传到这些地方。
You are worthy.
你是值得的。
And we worship you this morning.
我们今天敬拜你。
And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
谢谢，请坐。